an artist at loving your wife. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barney, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. An artist loving your wife. Are you an artist in loving your wife? Am I an artist in loving my wife? I'm always thinking good thoughts about her. I'm always thinking uplifting thoughts about her. And even thinking those thoughts, we change our attitudes, we change our mind, we change our world, and sometimes it's wonderful and sometimes it's not. And if I looked at it, it was always me and my thoughts that brought the goodness of our relationship or that brought the sadness of our relationship. It was always me and how I thought and how I acted and how I lived. Now, how do I act and live and how do I think about myself and how do I think about my world? Do I think that I'm a wonderful person? Well, if truly I am a wonderful person, then my wife is a wonderful person. If I am a wonderful person, and truly I am a wonderful person, then my spouse, my beloved, the one in my world that turns my heart upside down with all the joy and all the happiness and all the peace and all the goodness that I am. And I say, good morning, sweetheart. I love you. And she will look at me and say, oh, wonderful. Yes, you are wonderful. I love you too. And you brushed your teeth and you combed your hair and you prepared yourself for a wonderful day and you give a big smooch and a big hug to each other. And I hug my wife and I say, I love you. You're fantastic. What's for breakfast? We always have the same thing for breakfast, so it's hardly a question. What's for breakfast? Just more good food. So, I'm with my wife, and I look at her, and I say, I wonder. I am the creator of my wife. I'm the creator of my family. I'm the creator of everyone in my world. Now, what am I going to create my wife being and doing today? And I stop and think of myself because I'm an artist. And I am the artist who is making the decision of what sort of painting I'm going to have today. Well, now I can have a happy wife or a sad wife. I can have a rich wife or a poor wife. I can have a successful wife or an unsuccessful wife. I can have a loving wife or an unloving wife. Totally my decision. Totally how I want to paint. You look at a lot of painters, and some of them paint kind of sad scenes. And you think to yourself, you don't have to waste your time doing that. Paint beautiful scenes, because that's what a reflection is of you outwardly in what you paint. Okay, now, so I look at my wife, and she's busily preparing the breakfast or whatever she's doing in the kitchen, and I'm sitting at the table with a cup of coffee already, just waiting for the rest of the food to come, and I look at her and I see her beautiful body. And I sculpture it with my eyes, and I think to myself, what a glorious creation I have brought forth here. This woman is the most gorgeous, beautiful creature on earth. Now, she may not be physically attractive to other people, and that's not the point. She's physically attractive to me, because I created her that way. I look at my wife and I see, wow, you're wonderful. I can feel your presence. I can feel your goodness. Why is it all men don't marry all women and all women don't marry all men? Because they're attracted to them by the feeling of their charisma. They sense the charisma of the man or the woman and they say, you're my kind of person. You're kind of my kind of person that I love. Yeah, you don't have the law of attraction in there. You have the law of creation in there. You're creating your spouse as the wonderful being that she is or he is. You're creating them however you are. You're an artist. You're a wonderful artist. And you're an artist with a preconceived idea of creating your wife. My wife is good. Is that wrong? No, not bad at all. My wife's intelligent. Is that wrong? No, not bad at all. My wife is delightful, charming. Oh, my wife is so sensitive and so caring. My wife comes to me, and she holds my head in her hands as she stands behind me, and she says, you have the most beautiful head in the world. And I have an ordinary head like anybody else. and she caresses my hair, and she says, "Your hair is so sensitive. I just feel the love tingling out of every follicle of hair on your head. You are one." And you know, it's not a matter you got a lot of hair or little hair. Every hair you got is going to work beautifully. Well, what if I shave it off? That doesn't matter. It always comes back. It always comes back and says, "Hey, here I am, ready to be loved again, ready to be snuggled again, ready to be caressed again, ready." And you say to yourself, "Yes, that's right. You're the artist. I'm the artist. I create my wife exactly as I delight in her. The most wonderful, desirable, the most sensitive and caring, the most loving, beautiful creature on the face of the earth. She loves me, and I love her, and we love one another, and life is great. Oh, it's so great. And I don't have to beg for love. It's a natural between us. I don't have to teach her how to love me. I just love her, and she loves me back in almost the same way, plus." And she always is that type of person. She returns it in plus. Not reciprocation. There's no reciprocation there. It says, "I love her and she loves me." And you say, "Well, that's reciprocation." No. Reciprocation is when it's something that you rather require to be done. It's a required action. And being loved and returning love and sharing love is not a required action. It is desired and it is appreciated, but it's not required, and not something that you have to do. It's just something that fits. It's something that fits. When a puppy comes up and snuggles near you, you gotta pet him. When a little cat curls up in your lap and say, "I'd like this place to stay here. I feel good here." You just have to feel good about that cat. You might not stroke it, you might not touch it, but you feel good about it. And it wants to be near your vibrations. It wants to be near your love, just like your wife, your husband, just like your spouse wants to be near your love. And of course, the nearer your love they are, the better they feel. You're the artist. I am the artist creating my wife. I'm the artist creating my husband. I'm the artist creating anyone in my world. I am the artist. And then, as this artist, I am doing fantastic things, wonderful things, because I choose it. So, I love my wife in my heart. And I look at her and I say, "What a good creator I am. She is so gorgeous, so wonderful." And it may only be her charisma, not her outer appearance. It may only be her inner appearance, her inner charisma, her inner delight. But what do we have forever is our inner delight. Now, could she have an outstanding body all of her life? Of course, if I, the artist, create her that way. Could she have an outstanding singing voice all of her life? Yes, if I, the artist, create her that way. Could she have beautiful eyes, beautiful complexion, a beautiful body, a beautiful taste in clothing, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful person all her life? Of course. It all depends on the creator. God created all things good and very good and said, "I'm proud of what I did." And we can all return to our original purity and integrity and be the purity and the goodness that we originally are and always are. But we let our consciousness drift away from it, our vision. We see the world a little differently. We see it with unhappiness in it and with trouble in it. The people who live in distant places and in primitive circumstances, their love is just as magnificent as anyone else's love. But their love is based upon different conditions. They're not looking for the most physically attractive person in the world. They're looking for the most mentally attractive being in the universe. Because that mentally attractive being is with them always. Your wife, your husband, they're with you always. However you create them, however I create them. And I create my family. Fantastic. I create my family loving and gentle and kind and beautiful in every way. It's not a momentary thing. I'm an artist. And as an artist, it's my privilege and responsibility to always keep the picture in my eye, always keep the picture in my attention, always keep who it is that I am painting, what it is that I'm painting, and what it is that I want to anyone else to look at the painting and see. Now, if you are a loving father and you tenderly care for your children and your children appreciate it, all the world looks at you and says, you are a loving father. You're fantastic. And if you're a loving mother, sensitive and caring, and your children just dote on you and they say, Mommy, Mommy, you're so wonderful, which is what most children do say, you are a good artist. As a mommy, you're a good artist. You're creating yourself as what you think a mommy should be. You're creating yourself as the ideal wife, the ideal mother, the ideal person who loves her world and creates it accordingly. We all have that privilege. We all have that opportunity. We all can create in any way we wish. But if we don't take the privilege of being the artist of our creation, then we will fall into the trap of living a world of appearances. A world of appearances can be good if you are a good creator of appearances, but a world of appearances can be a very unhappy situation if you do not create your world a harmonious, joyous, fabulous, marvelous world that is just so filled with everything good that you are that. You are the creator of your world. You are the one who is the artist of your world. You are the one who presents on the palette of your consciousness, on the canvas of your mind, all of the good and fabulous things that life is all about. Every man has the privilege of creating his wife in his own image, and that's the image of unconditional love. And every woman has the privilege of creating her spouse as unconditional love. And as this is done, as we love ourselves, as we love our wife, as we love our husband, as we love our world, things are so fantastic. Life is so fantastic. Everything is so magnificent and so fulfilling. We just feel, could there ever be anything more wonderful than this? Yes, I'm an artist, and I love my wife, and I create her with all the peace and joy in my heart. If I ever have any anxiety or any tension, before I think of my wife, I think peace. I think unconditional love. Then I think of my wife, and she is wonderful. After I think peace, I think joy, I think harmony, then I think of my children, and they are wonderful. As I think peace and joy and love and harmony, I think of myself, and I am a good being, I'm a good spouse, I am a wonderful husband, I'm a fantastic guy, yes I am so wonderful, what a creation. Just look at my wife and you see the kind of creator I am, look at my kids and you see the kind of creator I am. Look at my world, and you see the kind of creator I am, and it is good and very good. I don't spend my time reading, listening to negative news. I don't spend my time listening to gossip around the world. I am the creator. The gossip is only in a temporary appearance, but I am the creator, and I create my world as good and very good, starting with my family, starting with my wife, starting with my children, starting with me. And as I create all these things so fabulous and so good and so beautiful, so they are, because I'm the artist, and I know what I'm doing, and I do it very well. Have a wonderful day, and know that with all my heart and soul and being, as an artist, loving my wife, I love the world unconditionally, totally forever. With all my heart, I love you. I love you. I love you. Mm-hmm.